it's me, Tom Jackson, and Caroline Diamond, in for James and Judith on the afternoon show here on Wednesday. And we've been going through some wacky news. We just talked about Red Bull's Formula One drivers being asked to apologise to the entire team after crashing into each other. And we're now going to move on to a psychic banana, which is...
Seamless transfer.
Yes, such a seamless transfer. What a great segue. It's the latest thing in this kind of whole kind of fad of TV shows using strange things to predict important events. Because they did it a lot with football, actually. I can't remember his name. It's like Barry the Octopus or something like that.
Yeah, it was an octopus, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an octopus who was predicting successfully the winners of the World Cup, I think it was. And so you've had all sorts of things. I think somebody tried to do it with Hippo. All sorts of strange things that have been used. But the latest in... strange prediction technology. Well, it's not really technology, but is the psychic banana, which was used by a TV show this morning to predict the gender of the royal baby, and drum roll please, it got it correctly.
How does it work though? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It's like you cut the end off of a banana, and if it's like either like there's nothing there, or there's something there, or it's like a hole or something, it means something else. I don't really understand it. I didn't put much thought into it, but it's just a very strange thing. This psychic banana. Just the phrase psychic banana kind of makes me chuckle.
Tom, you're making this up, aren't you?
Not making this up, honestly. I saw this story. I'll show you after this. And this is a genuine thing that happened, and it's just very funny. And I mean...
I thought you were going to say they put the banana in the middle of the table and it spun round. Which way?
No. Like spin the bottle. Yeah. No, but it's much more weird. They just kind of cut the end off a banana and that apparently means something.
Okay.
And, I'm at a loss as to what to say in response to the psychic banana, to be honest. What's the weirdest thing that... apart from the psychic banana that's been used to predict something? I mean, there's the octopus, I'm sure there's been other things. I mean, I'm definitely going to have to look up some more strange things that have been used to predict stuff.
Well, it reminds me a bit of people who have rituals. There's a little bit of an OCD tendency, isn't there? It's like, if I wear my, lucky boxer shorts, then my football team's going to win.
It's
not
like
that I've got any lucky...
rabbit's foot, but it's the octopus tentacle.
Yes, yeah.
A lucky octopus tentacle.
The psychic banana. Whatever
next.
The
psychic banana. Yes. So, that's the psychic banana, everyone.
Somebody said to me, do you think the royal baby is going to be a boy or a girl? And I said, yes, it is going to be a boy or a girl.
That's what it's going to be. Mm. I mean, there's a 50-50 chance.
Exactly.
It could be either of those. And it turns out it was a boy. And, I'm speechless, honestly, after thinking about the psychic banana for too long. It's really getting on my mind.